to knowledge, me and a gentleman was standing outside there, I don't know, a few weeks ago, just talking about that, and was talking about, you know, having it here or here. Now, I remember a preacher talking about people missing heaven by about this much. Just about that much. So it got me to thinking about knowledge, and knowledge is very important. In my casual Bible reading since I talked to that gentleman, knowledge was just coming up everywhere. Knowledge is important in the right way. I just wrote a note here. I seek knowledge here to be able to preach knowledge from here. This is the important place for knowledge. But all through the scriptures, Proverbs, tons of the word knowledge is in there. Seek knowledge. The wise men seek knowledge. There's some scripture I want you to read in your own time. I'll give it to you here after a bit. But before we start, let's just have a word of prayer right now. Dear Lord, I bow humbly before you here this evening to thank you, to praise you, to lift your name up as best as this unworthy guy can. I seek your forgiveness right now, Lord, and I seek you to fill me with your spirit right now, that you can move upon our hearts and in the congregation here, that your word will flow freely among us, Lord, and that all things that are said and done are done to glorify you and you alone. I ask for you to be with those who couldn't be here tonight, Lord. Just lift them up and stir and visit and stir in their hearts where only you can go. I do ask again, you forgive me, Lord, and I praise your name. And these favors I ask in Christ's name. Amen. Billy asked me one time, he said, "Dad, how do you get up there and do that? Up here and preach?" And you know, like Dave said this morning, and I said right now, you know, it's easier to just sit back here. I enjoyed that singing and enjoyed the fellowship that we were having. But God has called me to do a duty, and I want to be obedient. Amen. I have the knowledge of that. And if I don't do what he tells me to do, I have the knowledge that he can make it tough on you if you're not obedient. Okay? Knowledge. It's the ability, awareness, or discipline. In the dictionary, it's listed as result or product of knowing. It's information or understanding acquired through experience from deep and extensive learning. So there again, when knowledge may become... Okay, the world talks about how much knowledge we need. They say we can cure everything through education. We can fix everything through education. You know, with what's been going on, the gun control, the terrorists, all this and all that. It brought me to the place where when knowledge may become a hindrance instead of a help to us. And I think we talked a little bit about that this morning. Your lesson went right along with what I'm going to talk about here. When knowledge may become a hindrance instead of a help to man. I thought of scientific knowledge. And evolution. And you know all about the evolution thing, the abortion thing, and this and that. Worldly knowledge, how to control people through government, marketing, money, deception. And it appears like the smarter the world thinks it gets, the dumber we are. Okay? In Genesis, it says, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17 says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Okay, they had the knowledge not to do it. Were they obedient? No. Modern world gets most of its knowledge through what? TV, radio, any of the social media that's going on now. I mean, it's just unfathomable how knowledge is shared today. Okay? Smartphones, you know. And some of that might be okay, but most of it is taking us farther away from the Lord. Folks, I sat at home, and I'll sit there, and I'll be looking over this, and I'll be excited, and then in the next minute, I'll be so nervous. And I always have this, I hate to say a fear, because God didn't give me a spirit of fear. He did not. His back of his shirt says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But my worst fear is failure again. I failed God so bad. So bad that I can't get that. And that's Satan. You know, he's putting that in there. So I work hard at this. And I don't want to let God down, and I don't want to let you all down. Okay? So I try to write down everything I think of. And that's probably where I mess up. And I think, I can't remember that, so I don't write it down. And I think, well, God will give that to me when I need it. And I need to rely on that. I've got that knowledge right there that He promises me that. And I just need to put my faith in there, too. 2 Timothy 3:5, we're back to talking about missing heaven by this much. It said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I heard a guy in very high position in our country talking over what happened in the bombings there in Boston. And he was using some powerful scriptures. Very powerful. Think, wow. But then I turn around and see denying the power thereof in other things that he's done. So, has he got the knowledge? But is it too far away? Okay. Here's another example. At work, their Christmas time, you know, people saying Merry Christmas, all this, and I want to tell somebody about the Lord. I said, Jesus loves you. This young girl. And she said, and I know her. And she said, how was it? She said, amen, brother. I know. I know he loves me. And the next word will be again with that. You know, so there's the knowledge. And I'm thinking, she's missing it. Importance. I don't want to miss something here. Yeah, here it is. Importance of seeking knowledge in our spiritual walk. Okay? I'm going to get down to business now. Okay? There was a guy at work, good friend of mine, went to school with him. He's a couple years ahead of me. Our boys played ball together when they were little. We worked together. I knew his wife was a Christian. He was not. But he was going to church with her quite regular, and he was getting some knowledge. And one day he stopped me, because he knew I was a Christian. He stopped me and he said, I was in church the other day, he said, and people were testifying, he said, and something come over me wanting me to stand up. He said, what was that? I said, that's the Holy Spirit. I said, it's reaching down here. That's the Holy Spirit. And then that made me think, you know, when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the Israelites. Didn't they ask God for guidance? What God give them? Ten Commandments? The law? Okay. They had the knowledge. A lot of them missed it. Now, didn't they? Because they would, oh, yeah. And the next thing you know, they're out chasing idols and stuff. When I was young and first got saved, and you know, like I say, I grew up in church and stuff, but John Arnold, I can say his name, he won't care. John Arnold, finest guy I know. And I was still torn between being a Christian, trying to figure out what I needed to do, and doing what I'd been doing, you know. And I asked John, I said one day, What do I do? How do I do this right? And he didn't tell me what I wrote down, but I wrote down, duh, the Bible. And the more I read it, the more I see it. And he always told me, he said, the more you read it, the closer you get, the more you'll see the wrong in your life. Okay? He used it as a light. The bright light's right here, and we're way over there. And the closer we get to the light, the more we'll see our imperfections. Okay, there's that knowledge again. But when we're recognizing the imperfections, that's the Holy Spirit showing us from within. And this morning, the church of Thessalonica was seeking something, weren't they? Okay, they were seeking knowledge about something that was here. The Jesus' second coming, the rapture. Okay. The Ethiopian eunuch. And I'm going to turn to Acts. It's Acts chapter 8, verses 30 through 38. And the eunuch, he was reading in Isaiah. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and say, understandest thou what you read? Okay, he's asking him. The eunuch's reading it. Philip's saying, do you understand? He said, how can I except some man should guide me? Okay, here's that knowledge thing. And he desired Philip what he come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he had read, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened not his mouth. Verse 33, in his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, of himself or some other? Okay, here's the guy seeking, okay, and he's being led by the Holy Spirit, okay, he's seeking something. And Philip opened his mouth and began to preach the scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now he had that knowledge. And they went on their way, and they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest in thy heart. He took the knowledge and reacted with his heart. And he answered, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Okay, there's the knowledge, and there's the response. My next thought was we need to seek knowledge to enlarge our coasts. As he preached this morning, as Jezebel said, and not for ourselves. I see a lot of it happens. A lot of folks get filled with knowledge. Even Christian people get filled with knowledge. They get so filled with the knowledge that they're stumbling over the knowledge of something that's maybe not important and missing the point of what is. Okay? Paul said somewhere, and I didn't look it up, Paul said somewhere, be not a stumbling block. Be what you need to be to help your brother. If you're stronger and he's weak, you become weak to help him. Don't throw something out there to trip him up. Okay? Don't get caught up in how much you think you know or what you don't know. Okay, that's stuff to ponder on this evening. When I was sitting there earlier, I was thinking it's kind of a subtle crowd tonight. Everybody's kind of relaxed. So just ponder on that, on the knowledge. Okay? Again, I'm about done. Go with what you know. And this is very important right here. If you didn't hear anything else I said, this is important. This is knowledge. This is fact. This is truth. This is right here that Jesus was born of a virgin. Fact. Lived a perfect life. Fact. No question about that. We can't have opinions about that. That is fact. Bottom line. Okay? He died on the cross for all of our sins. That's undisputed. He rose again, ascended into heaven, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Now, I got excited there at the house. thinking about. He's sitting up there, side of God, on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for this failure of a person right here. Yes, he praise his name. And the knowledge that Jesus is my Redeemer. He is my Redeemer. Job 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Take it to the bank, folks. Take it to the bank. That's fact. That's not an opinion. That's not something that is wishy-washy. That's fact. As they say, write a check on that. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fact. That is fact. That's all the notes I got. I want to see if God will let me wing it a little bit, and if not, we'll finish up. But we got to put our knowledge in facts and not get confused with stuff that I don't want to say is not important, but like the rapture. Okay, you know, there's different angles people think about. Bottom line is be saved, and we'll find out. We'll be the first to know. We'll be the first to know whether it's then or though or whatever. If you're born again, if you're basing your salvation on Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that rapture stuff will take care of itself.
Amen.
It will. It will have no effect on your salvation, whether you know when it's going to happen or not. Is that right? That's right. That is right, by golly. Put that in the knowledge bank. And take it here. I don't know what else to do. I'm excited right now. Isn't it great? I thought about this fella singing here. Awesome singing. And we don't need great riches and great this and great that. It's the humble things that keep us going. The comfortable things. And I think so much since the Lord brought me out of that hole I was in, that I ain't afraid to do things anymore. Why am I afraid to say, hey, you, Jesus loves you. I got a Redeemer set up there on the right hand. The Father loves me. It don't matter. Fear the one that can destroy our heart and our soul and body in hell. I fear him. I fear him because he loves me. Don't fear that person that looks at me and said, that guy's an idiot. Who cares if I'm an idiot? Besides you, Debbie. Who cares? Be bold. Wow, be bold. Whew. The Lord ain't turned me loose like that in a long time. And I say hallelujah his name. That's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. I think of these young folks. Okay, here's something else I thought a lot about. We've dropped the ball over the last several generations. The generations were being trained. They were given that knowledge. They were given that knowledge. They were given that knowledge. And then now some of the generations have left that knowledge lay. Now it's not being passed on to the next generation. And the generation we have right now coming up don't have a clue about God. They don't. We talked earlier, a while back, about absolutes. When I was growing up, you absolutely knew this was wrong, that was wrong, that was wrong, that was wrong. And today, a child at my age, when I was a child, they don't know that that's wrong. They're told that that's not wrong. If you feel that way, that's okay. That's okay, and that's okay, and that's okay. We got to teach our young people.
Amen.
We do. Yeah, what she said. It needs to be taught in church too. A lot of churches don't teach that anymore. But let's not even go there. We're saying hallelujah tonight. We got a Redeemer that's standing on the right hand of the Father. Okay? Hallelujah. As you guys come and get a song. That's what's important, folks. We throw so much stuff in the pot that we get it confusing. Rely on what you know.